Hello again, this is Rural Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 371. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon at the end of the program will show you how to receive it. Four different ways. It's absolutely free. Postage and handling is taken care of at the same time. Also, please specify whether you want a copy, a tape copy, an audio tape, or a CD. Also, if you'd like other literature that I've written, or anything, if you haven't enough money to buy a Bible, and we'll pay for it, we'll just send it to you. Also, postage and handling free of charge. And if you'd like a copy of any of these hundreds of different audio tapes and CDs that I've done, those are absolutely free as well. You can check us out on the website, and you'll see it's Salamo Ministries. .com. That's easy. Remember the Alamo. It's spelled the same way. AlamoMinistries.com. Okay, we have some music, Bible teaching, Bible reading, and testimonials. But right now, let's go to the throne of God. Now, God isn't far off. He's right inside of our mortal body if we're born again of the Spirit. And so we really don't have to yell and scream for God to hear us. He is a God that is not only near to us, but he's inside of those of us that are born again in the Spirit. So, Father, we ask and we pray. We our petitions go to you today that you anoint this service outwardly. And Lord, thank you for the discipline of the Holy Spirit down through the years, because you see the discipline of the Holy Spirit working. There's so many people, Father, that have gotten, were living bad lives and everything, and everything starts going bad in their lives. And that's you with the outward discipline of the Holy Spirit that causes them to cry out to you for help. And this, so therefore you see that the outward discipline of the Holy Spirit works, that it brings people to salvation. And so everybody in the world know this, that everything is of the Lord. If you're going through trials and tribulations, read the Bible and then check yourself out by the Bible. The Bible is a mirror. It's a looking glass. You can look into the Bible to see if you're doing the things that the Lord likes you to do, that he's pleased with, or if you're doing things that displease him. And the Lord disciplines people outwardly by the Holy Spirit and starts creating an environment for you to chasten you and to get you to, discipline you to the point to you're on your knees crying out to him. Read the Bible and you'll see why the Lord is disciplining you if you're being disciplined. Even myself, after as many years that I've been in the ministry, the Lord knows how to discipline. He knows how to take care of me. And it's not a funny thing. I hear a lot of people laughing about that, but I don't believe they're that mature in the spiritual realm at all, because it isn't funny when I'm responsible. God, if I start getting a little out of line, in other words, I'm not reading enough or praying enough or whatever, the Lord will start pulling the finances on me to where it's going to be very hard or very breathtaking to be able to pay all the bills, the many bills that we have, and also the, for instance, the radio bills and everything like that. And we're sponsoring other radio broadcasts, people that we know are of the Lord, like Greg Szymanski. He's really got a great program. And he's just learning. He is not that. He's becoming very knowledgeable very quickly, Father. And bless him. And bless all the others. And bless the unsaved by giving them the outward discipline of the Holy Spirit, that their souls might be saved. And also the church, that they may become zealous again. And that they begin loving you again. Because many of them don't love you anymore. They don't love the brothers and sisters. Lord, we need to keep every commandment. And there's a lot of things that the whole Bible, the Old and New Testament, tells us that we must be like flying saucers. just together, really tight, with Jesus in our midst. Like the seven candlesticks where Jesus is in the very midst. Lord, you warning us that this is the end time. These flying saucers come down and warn the church, the true church of the living God, to make Christ your head. In other words, make the Word of God the thing that is your head. You put on your the head of Christ, the mind of Christ, so that you will be able to be blessed through these tribulations. People say, oh, we're going through trials and tribulations and hard times and degradation. That's right. We're in the tribulations right now, folks. And so, Father, bless them that the souls may be saved and the church strengthened and full of zeal, wisdom, diligent, vigilant in Jesus' name. Amen. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That is one of my favorite singers. Peg Springman to sing Joshua. You know, we're all fighting the battle. We have to either fight or we'll go to hell at the lake of fire. Whether we want to be fighters or not, the Lord has called us to fight the good fight of faith. And that means we have to resist Satan. We can't go along with Satan. We can't go along with anything of this world, because the walls that are locking the enemy, that are the enemy is inside the walls, and he'll never be destroyed if we don't fight the fight of faith. And the Apostle Paul stated, I fought a good fight. I finished the course. Therefore, there's a crown laid up for me, a crown in the kingdom of heaven. And Moses fought a good fight, and Joshua fought a good fight. This is Fake Springman singing, Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. He fit the battle of Jericho. Okay, praise the Lord.
Jericho, 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 Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come a-tumbling down. You may talk about your king of Gideon, you may talk about a man of Saul, there's none like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come a-tumbling down. Right up to the walls of Jericho he marched, with spear in hand. Those ram horn Joshua cried, 'Tis the battle lamb in my hand. Then the lamb ram sheep horn begin to blow, trumpets begin to sound. Joshua commanded the children to shout, and the wall come tumbling down. Joshua, the battle of Jericho, Jericho.
Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. I love the way that guy sings. Praise the Lord. All right, now here's verse 7 again in the second chapter of Revelations. The Lord is saying that we have to hear what the Word says. The Word is the Spirit of God. So those that you have a hearing ear, an ear that is a spiritual ear, to hear what the Lord is saying, let him hear what the Spirit, in other words, the Word of God, saith unto the churches, the flying saucers or the golden candlesticks, because the Lord Christ is the center, or he's the fullness of the Godhead bodily, but he is the one, the wheel within the wheel. So, you know, if we decide that some of the things of the Lord, some of the words of God are not important, well, then we're not part of that wheel. We have to be absolutely together as one church. one word, one Lord, one God, that's it. And then when we do that, then we are going to be highly blessed by the Lord, because the Lord can't bless people that are not in the flying saucer, or unless you're one of the golden candlesticks. So here's what this, let them hear what the Lord, the Spirit, in other words, or the Word, says to the churches. And now here's the promise. To him that overcometh will I give to eat. Overcometh, what does that mean? In other words, overcoming means that you read the Word of God and you see, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not murder. In other words, you shall not commit fornication. You shall not then go and, when you're pregnant, go get an abortion. You have to overcome doing those things. No adultery, no murder. Murder is the first degree of murder is abortion, and any other planning to murder some growing human body. Okay, so he. And then those that obey those that have the rule over you. That's one of the hardest things for people to do. And the book of Hebrews just keeps saying, remember them that have the rule over you. And to give double honor to those that have the rule over you, especially when they rule in the Word. Obey those. Your leaders are your ministers. The leader of this world is the ministers of the gospel, those that are teaching the truth. Bush and all these other people are not your leaders. I am more of your leader than Bush or the Pope ever thought of being, because you know why? Because I rule with the Word of God, and I'm telling you what God says, and there's nobody higher than God, and so therefore whoever's telling you what God said is the one. So actually God is the ruler if I'm telling you what God says. And he says, obey those that have the rule over you. In other words, and these are your ministers, and they will. You have to worry about if they, if you don't do what they say, they're not going to have anything good to say about you. And in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation, it says, those that don't obey, line them up with the Word of God. And if they're not hearing what the Spirit, the Word of God, says to them, put them out of the church. Okay, and that means every detail must be observed. And this is why the Lord is very happy. Now, I'm going to discipline people, because he doesn't want you or I to go to hell or to the lake of fire. The Bible, the final thing is not hell. It says death and hell shall be slung into the lake of fire. And which burns eternally with fire, brimstone, and the smoke of the people down there in torment. Torment will be going up and into the heavens forever and ever and ever. Now let's see. To him that overcometh, in other words, those that don't let their flesh get in the way of obeying God. Don't feel sorry for you. You've got to overcome that. If that's what you do, or if you're letting the devil talk to you and tell you that you're not saved, or if you get the devil is talking to you and telling you that, oh, you know, God knows that we're flesh and that we're weak. Yeah, he knows that. That's why he comes down and lives in us, to give us the power to be able to do the things that he says. Do you hear that? Do you have a spiritual ear to hear what the Father, what the Spirit, the Lord Jesus says to you, who are supposed to be a member of the body of Christ? Are you listening to what the Holy Spirit? Well, if you are, let's hear the promise here. So he that hath an ear, a spiritual ear, let him hear what the Word, the Spirit, saith unto the churches. Now, there were many flying saucers, so that means there, but they were all together. There was the wheel within the wheel. To him that overcometh will, and that means you're going to keep all the commandments and not let your flesh get in the way, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Well, you're eating from the tree of life right now, if you're listening to what I'm saying. And if you eat from the tree of life, which is symbolic of Christ, and Christ is the Word of God, if you're eating from there here on this earth, then you'll be able to eat from the tree of life, which is Jesus, in the paradise of God, in the middle of the paradise of God. Now, isn't that something? The paradise of God is made up of all of us born of the Spirit Christians. And it says the tree of life is in the middle, in the midst, just like the flying saucers. Christ is the wheel within the wheel, in the middle of the wheel. And just like Christ walking in the midst, in the middle of the churches, the golden candlesticks. Amen?
Amen.
So and the tree of life also is in the midst of we who are the kingdom of Him. God has made us a kingdom. We are. Those of us that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we have Christ with the Father by the Spirit in us, and He has made us a kingdom of kings and priests. Not the kind of priests that you know of that are in this world, but we are able to enter into the Holy of Holies. That we are able, because all of our sins are forgiven, and we're not sinning anymore, we are now able, as a priest, the kind of priest that the Jews were. The Vatican has copied the Jewish religion with the lighting of candles and the incense and all those things. But they murder people by the millions and millions down through the years. But the kind of, so those are not the kind of priests where you go in and admit your sins or confess your sins to them. The Bible says confess your sins to God. God is the one that you're supposed to confess your sins to. And also everything that you have done to one another, your faults. Your faults. You know, people have faults until they grow up to the fullness of the stature of Christ. In other words, until they've heard enough of the word of the God, in other words, they hear what the Spirit says, enough in, as they abide in it, well, then the faults fall off. You don't have any more faults because you're in the, what the 8th chapter says, you're abiding in the law of the Spirit of Christ, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Now, there's a law. If you want life, there's a law that you have to keep. It's the law of the Spirit of life. So, if you want life, it's in Christ Jesus. You can't be in the world. Christ will not allow any of the world to dwell in Him, and He will not dwell in people that are of the world. We have some testimonies today. And where does the first one come from, please?
From Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Okay, let's hear it.
Dear Pastor Tony, my name is Patty, and I used to watch you on TV years ago in California. I'm from San Francisco, California, born there. And yes, my life was very wild, and I grew up not hearing about the Lord or even His Word.
Well, this sounds like all the kids today, because their parents don't discipline them, which means they're not being disciplined by the Spirit of God, the Word of God. They don't get themselves in the order that the Word of God says that we must be if we're going to enter the kingdom of heaven. And their kids are wild now because there's no discipline. Because the Antichrist government says it's wrong to discipline a child. And therefore they prefer them to be lawless. But God wants them to be obedient. Amen?
Amen.
And we're certainly not going to get our children to be obedient other than the way that the Lord tells us to do that. We have to walk in the Spirit. And that doesn't mean beating children all the time in an abusive way. But it's for sure, you know, I have a little daughter and she really pays attention to me, and I've never beat her in my life. I've never even really spanked her, you know. And in a harsh or I've never been abusive to any child. I've never, ever done that. I've never abused children. That is deplorable. very deplorable, because this is not the will of the Lord. The Lord wants our children to love us, and he wants us to talk to them and let them know that the reason I'm telling you these things is because I want you to get into the kingdom of heaven. And the Lord does not call spanking a child when they need it. I mean, if they're just like going around having sex with and smoking dope and all these things. And if you've let your child go too long, they're liable to kill you if you try to discipline them. So don't. You have to really walk in wisdom. So if your child is a doper or turned a homosexual, you can't agree with that at all. You have to love the Lord more than you do your child. You have to let them know, hey, if you're going to do these things, you have to move out, or I'm going to put you in a home someplace, or let's go to church. At least take them to church. I mean, that's the best thing you could do, is to get them into a spirit-filled church that believes the gospel. And teach them some of the things that are required, all the things that are required for eternal life, all right? So go ahead. So this one was wild. And then you'll realize when at the end of it, I'm sure she's going to say that she heard the word of God, the discipline of the Spirit that tells us what we have to do, and she got saved. And she's not wild anymore. Okay, go ahead.
I was on drugs of all kinds, in and out of jails, prisons, and mental hospitals all my life until 7 years ago. At that time in my life, I was so empty and lonely and lost and very depressed.
Just like most of the kids are today, there's a huge suicide rate with the children. Then go ahead.
I tried to kill myself so many times and came close a few times. My life was the pits and cold, dark black. All I knew was the street life, drugs, rock and roll, and partying.
Yeah, so you know that drugs, rock and roll, and partying is not of the Lord. I mean, we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit, not the spirits of Satan, like alcohol and drugs and wild music and things like this. I was in the rock and roll business before I was saved, but God delivered me from that. And he can deliver you too. And I think the people, they don't really like that music, except for the fact that they can become, they see all the other kids going for it, and they want to have friends. And so they join these things and start smoking pot and taking pills and shooting up or snorting and playing the music, and they don't really enjoy it. It just makes them bitter, all that does. And so go ahead, and then she'd go into mental institution. It fries your brain. I mean, why do you people out there want to destroy your brain, your body, and your soul? I mean, you know, come on, let's be a person that has a spiritual ear and hear what the Word of God, the Spirit of God, which the Word is Spirit and life, hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. You know, the people of the Lord. Then what?
7 years ago, I came down with cancer, kidney failure, and hepatitis C chronic.
That's the outward disciplining of the Holy Spirit. God started laying it on her because he loves her, and he wanted to drive her to her knees to cry out to God for salvation and healing. And if they really keep the commandments, the Lord will heal them and will deliver them from all these ridiculous things that are of no value, only destroy your mind, your heart, your soul, your body. Then what?
I felt death again, but I knew I did not want to die. I wanted to live. I was in the hospital in Iowa, and my blood pressure dropped very, very low. The doctors told my family I was not going to see the next day. And I asked the doctors, am I dying? Yes, all three of them said, and we will call your family now. I said, oh, Lord, please don't let me die. What do I do now? I felt a warm feeling throughout my body. I started to cry out, Jesus, please help me. Don't let me die. I knew then that I was heard, and I was thinking of the minister of the hospital.
See, this outward discipline of the Holy Spirit drove her to the knees. Her knees and started begging, Lord. She didn't start begging the doctors. Doctor, do something, because it's out of the doctor's hands. They already said they have no power over her dying. Okay, then what?
I was thinking of the minister of the hospital I was in telling me that I needed Jesus and I needed to ask God to forgive me of all my sins. So I did this, but once again, I didn't keep my words. I got out of the hospital and was hooked on pain pills.
So the Lord delivered her there, and then she got hooked on drugs again. Pain pills is a drug. I don't care whether a doctor prescribes them or if you buy them from some drug dealer on the street. Then what?
I started sinning again for 6 years. It's been a year. I've been off the street drugs now, but I never asked the Lord again to forgive me until a few weeks ago. I went through a lot of churches trying to find the Lord and live for Him, and I couldn't. I asked many
people. Yeah, because the churches are phony today. Most of the churches, I mean, if not all of them, are they either phony or they don't know enough of the Word or they're novices running them and they have good intentions. Some of them, very few of them, but they don't know the Bible enough and the Lord tells them not to teach if they are not, if they're novices. That means if they haven't been saved for a lot of years to learn the Word. Then what?
I asked many people here in Fort Smith about you, because the Lord said to me, find Tony Alamo's church.
Okay, why didn't he say to go to somebody else's church? All these people, many of them, thousands have been told, go to Tony Alamo, okay?
Amen.
And I'm not trying to exalt myself. This is the Lord saying that, she
Amen.
Said. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so then what?
You need a church that lives by the Ten Commandments.
Well, there's more than ten, you know, but the New Testament is loaded with commandments, even more critical than in the Old Testament. It says, do not commit adultery in the New Testament, but the Old Testament. But the New Testament says, if you even look upon a woman, a married woman, with adultery, like you undress her with your eyes, and you women, you undress married men with your eyes, and you're married to another man. Women, you can only have one husband. Okay? Only one husband, that's all. You're not having two husbands, and so you got to keep your eyes in your head. You can't be lusting after other men if you're married. Okay? Because you're not part of the flying saucer. You're not the Lord. You're not going to eat from the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God, and you're not one of the part of one of the seven golden candlesticks. You're a liar if you say you're a Christian and you're doing that, committing adultery or fornication in your heart. That's the same thing Jesus said as adultery, and a man is able to divorce a woman like that. Okay. And that's one thing that the Lord Himself said. Then what?
You need a church that teaches you God's Word and will help you get strong in the Word of Jesus. So, Tony, here I am. I've been coming to your church for a few months now, and I've been put down by so-called friends, family, and other churches.
Yeah, because your greatest enemies will be your family and friends. They don't want you to change. They don't want you to become like Christ. They'll say that you're brainwashed, you're mind-controlled, when in reality it's the media, the government, and the Antichrist cult. This and Satan operates through the Vatican, the world government, and the world media to mesmerize you, to tell you all sorts of false things, such as global warming. There is no such thing as global warming. And how many scientists and meteorologists have stated that?
Over 17,000.
Over 17,000, and they will not let them get on the radio or television and say that, or in the newspapers. I'm going to have Sharon read a little bit about that, but go ahead, finish off here first.
But I've kept coming back. I was asked by a sweet lady, Sue, and a lady, Anna, to write to you. I have not much schooling. I'm a newborn-again child of God, and I listen to your tapes. You have fed me well, helped me out through Jesus. I want to know if I may get a teacher.
Isn't it better that she's listening to me than that she's on drugs in a mental institution and wanting to commit suicide.
Amen.
Okay, you people that are so brain controlled by the Antichrist out there, isn't it better to be of sound mind and off drugs and alcohol and adultery and fornication and not in a mental institution? Isn't that better?
Amen.
Okay, anybody out there that would say no, you are the devil, aren't you? And if you don't know it, I'm here to tell you. Okay, then go ahead.
I want to know if I may get a t-shirt and sweatshirt from you and more tapes.
You certainly can. You can have one of our t-shirts and sweatshirts and all the tapes you want, a Bible. You may have all the literature, everything, and the Messiah book. Then what?
I read the Bible daily and try to make it to church as often as possible.
Don't try. The Lord didn't try to get on the cross. He got on the cross. Make it a special point because you've come out of a terrible background of weakness and you need to be pumped full of the Word of God every day because there's the entire cult in Rome, the entire world government, and the media that's constantly just pounding fallacies into you and making sin look as though it's good when in reality it's going to take your soul to hell. And they lie to you, like telling you about global warming. No, what the Bible says is there's going to be global freezing.
Amen.
The Bible says he's going to blot out the sun. It's going to become like black, like sackcloth. And that means no sun, no heat. All right?
Amen.
And so, you know, everything the media, which is Satan's mouth, is telling you, it's the mouth of the government and the Antichrist church, the Antichrist government, Antichrist media, and the spirit of Satan just flowing right through their veins that's telling you all these lies. What it is, Satan uses every distraction to cover, smokescreen, his cult in Rome, the Vatican. And so if he can keep you busy thinking about global warming and things like that, well, then he's got you. If you think that it's cool to be out partying every night or even once a week or on drugs at all, whether prescription or not, you see what it did to a lot of big-name superstars. The Bible says that the people, even in the nations, the heads of nations would be insane in the last days. In the last days, the heads of government are absolutely insane.
Amen.
And that means that because they can't cope. If you don't have the Spirit of God in you, how can you cope with all the fallacy that's in this world, the persecutions, the lies, the degeneracy, the oppression, the depression? This girl wanted to commit suicide, and there's hundreds of thousands just like her. But you have the Lord, and the Lord lives forever, and if he's in you, you're going to live forever. And you have peace here on earth. It doesn't make any difference how horrible the tribulations are. You're going to be able to go through them because the Lord is with you. You're not alone anymore. Okay, we'll finish off.
I believe the Lord will heal me. For
No. The Lord has already healed you. He says, by my stripes, you are healed.
Mm-hmm.
And so any of you, but you know, the Lord is the one that whipped these diseases on you to drive you to your knees, and now you're saved. And don't say, I believe he will, because he already has. You just need to have faith. Everything from God comes by faith. By faith we're saved, by faith we're healed, by faith we can overcome every obstacle, everything in this world. Everything Satan and his cult, his government, and the media throws at us. I mean, and I'm a good example of that. They've thrown everything in the kitchen sink at me, and here I am still preaching the gospel. Amen?
Amen.
They've sent me to jail many times for just passing out gospel literature, distributing it. And they sent me to prison for 6 years on false charges. And here I am, you know.
Amen.
They thought they'd get rid of me. And even if they did get rid of me, praise the Lord, they made my day because I'll be right in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
And you want to have that same confidence, too. And you will if you listen to what the Spirit says unto the churches. If you've got a spiritual ear and you listen to what the Word of God says, and you become like one of the members of the body of Christ, the flying saucer. That flying saucer is not wispy or anything. It's like they're all together. It's like, and they move swift. You know, they have all these automobile ads and airplane ads saying, well, this thing, this Concorde goes faster than sound. Those flying saucers, they go a million miles a second. There's nothing faster than the Lord. There's nothing faster than the Spirit of God. These airplanes that we're making, if you think that we can make something that's fast, human flesh, what do you think God can make? He made flying saucers, people. He's as fast as lightning. He's like fire, fast, powerful, speedy, and very precise. These flying saucers came at our windshield just like so close. If there was hair on it, it would have shaved the hair off of the windshield of our car when they were coming right at our car. The Lord is faster than anything on this earth. Trillions of times faster. He knows everything you're thinking and everything that you're doing and everything that you plan to do. So please plan to listen to what the Spirit, the Word of God, says unto you, because it's your very, very life. Then what?
I'm so glad I have Jesus today. I live for Him daily, and I need lots of prayers.
Yeah, she's happy that she's not in the insane asylum anymore. She's happy that her body's not being destroyed and her soul's being destroyed by drugs. And all the other things. She's happy that she doesn't want to commit suicide anymore because she's got the greatest thing in the world to look forward to, the eternity in the kingdom of heaven. And I pray that she'll always get into church and listen to what the Word of God, the Spirit, says unto her. Okay, and I pray that you people out there will do the same thing because it's the end of time. Then what?
Please pray for me and I'll do the same for you. And I do plan to stay in your church, and I would love to become a member. I wish to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, Sister in Christ, Patsy.
Okay, get her into the church and let her come into the church. And Patsy, make sure that you baptize her, fully submerged in water, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We got one more. Where is this one from?
From Ghana, Africa. Dear sir, my heart and eyes are filled with tears, not tears of sorrow, but tears of joy. I just finished reading and saying the prayer enclosed in a newsletter of the Alamo Christian Church, given to me by a friend. In fact, I have read many Christian books, but this one alone has really terminated the darkness engrafted in my mind and heart with an inexplainable luminous light from our Heavenly Father. For the past 15 years, I have been struggling in life, but after reading and meditating on the testimonies and the words of transformation in your newsletter, I have really had pure and divine peace in my spirit, mind, and heart. I humbly place a request before your heart that you will further assist me by mailing me some more of your newsletters and a Bible. I have just formed the Divine Family, a church where I know, with your help and that of God's servants there, I can be upheld to attain salvation for sure on solid ground. I know with your help and that of God, I can be upheld to enrich and help me in the Bible and the newsletters. God bless you and your family. Please try to write me, yours in His service, Samson, from Ghana, West Africa.
Okay, well, the news media, a lot of them say that I have such an ego. Channel 4 in Nashville has said that it is an ego, friends. I really know the Lord and I really know the Word of God.
Amen.
And I'm not egotistical about it at all. I'm very humble before the Lord. Humble before the Lord means that you do exactly what He says. I don't do what man says. I do what the Lord says. I don't believe, I'm absolutely against the doctrine. I'm not against Catholics. I don't hate them at all. I don't hate anybody. I don't hate the Muslims. But I hate the deeds of all these false religions. And I'm preaching the gospel so they stop doing them so that their souls can be saved. And that's what the Bible calls love. Now, Sharon, tell them about this, about global warming. This is some more garbage that they poured down your throat and that you believe. The Bible says that the whole world in these last days would be deceived by this Satan's machine. Satan, with his cult in the city of the seven mountains, which is Rome, the Satan's world government, which is the United Nations, and also the media, which is keeps pouring these lies down your throat. Okay, go ahead.
It's amazing that so many people believe global warming is real and is caused by humans.
How many scientists and meteorologists have said that global warming is a big lie?
More than 17,000 scientists, meteorologists, and other technical people have signed a petition stating there is no convincing scientific evidence to support global warming.
Keep going.
The myth has been largely promoted by major media that gives attention to those who support it and very little to those who debunk it. Senator James Inhofe from Oklahoma chaired a climate change and the media meeting. He said global warming is a hoax, and the meeting received almost no major media attention.
No, they're saying these things to take your eyes off the way that I'm exposing the Vatican. I mean, they're bombing all kinds of nations. They're talking about everything in the world other than what I'm saying to get your mind off of what I'm saying, and really what the Lord is saying. Yeah, I'm just repeating what the Lord says, okay? The Lord says that the Antichrist church is in the city of the seven mountains, that's Rome, and he said that it would be the head of the one world government, and he states that Satan would be given a voice now to blaspheme God and all the things about the Lord and everything that the people of the Lord. And you've seen these unholy four, try to tear me to pieces, and many other Christians like myself. They have burned for centuries Christians at the stake. They fed them to the lions. They've crucified them on the crosses. They're the ones that crucified Christ. They're the most evil. Well, the Bible says they're the mother, the actual mother of every abomination on this earth. Incidentally, also listen, if you're listening to my program, also listen to Greg Szymanski's program. He's starting a new network, and he's on some of the stations that I'm on. And, I mean, this man is really on fire for the truth, all right? He's not fully grown up in the Lord yet, but he's really getting there fast. Okay, so what else does it say, Sharon, about this global warming hoax?
At this meeting, Dr. David Deming, a geophysicist at the University of Oklahoma, stated, quote, "I was contacted by a reporter for National Public Radio. He offered to interview me, but only if I would state that the warming was due to human activity."
Where did this come from, this guy that was a former vice president, or he was running for president? Who was this joker's name?
Al Gore.
Al Gore. Well, you people sure vote for a bunch of weirdos. Al Gore. You believe him over the Lord? The Lord says there's going to be global freezing. All right? Mm-hmm. That's when the sun is going to be blotted out. Then what?
This geophysicist said, "When I refused to do so, to say that the warming was due to human activity, he hung up on me," unquote. People who want to hear more on this can go to this website. It's www.oism.org/project for a scientific debunking of global warming.
Actually, this is a very large article. You've just said a few statements from it, right?
Right.
So give them that website again. Now, people, come on, copy this down. And you're going to be enlightened. I just try to enlighten the people in the world because the Lord wants you to know light. He doesn't want you to be in darkness, because those that are in darkness and the leaders of darkness, they're all going to fall in the pit of hell and the lake of fire. Okay, go ahead and repeat that website again, because it's important that you read this. If we had time on this program, I'd have Sharon read the whole article. Then what?
www.oism.org.
Okay, M or N?
M like Mary.
Okay, yeah. Do it again and then use, every time you say O, like ostrich, and then so on.
Okay. www.o like ostrich, I like Indian, S like small, M like Mary, .org, jerichoshow.org/project.
All right. That does it, doesn't it? I mean, don't believe global warming. And when you don't believe that, when you're not going to buy that, don't start with some other project to hoodwink you into believing that. The Lord sees if people are receiving the discipline of the Holy Spirit, doing its work. Now, you can see in this girl here that the holy discipline of the Holy Spirit, whipping all those diseases on her and everything, it worked.
Amen.
She got saved. Amen.
Amen.
Now she wants to be baptized. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the Lord is happy when he sees the discipline of the Holy Spirit working. In other words, doing the Holy Spirit's job. Then God is happy with the disciplining of the Holy Spirit. Now we see the outward discipline of the Holy Spirit a lot in the Old Testament. And I see it also in the New Testament as well. For instance, the drowning of the entire world. I'm sure God gave them every kind of disciplining of the Holy Spirit, and when they wouldn't pay any attention to it, he drowned them all. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, either do or, you know, sink or swim. They didn't swim, so they sunk.
Amen.
Except for Noah, his wife, and his three sons and their wives. And let's see, for instance, the homosexuals. The fire and the brimstone and the sulfur and the salt that came down on Sodom and Gomorrah and the other five cities of the plain. And the discipline of Jacob, and so on and so forth. God disciplined Jacob. Yeah, the highly favored man of God who had four wives. Amen?
Amen.
Do you know the names of his two wives?
Leah and Rachel.
Leah and Rachel. And then their two, their handmaids. Each one, their maids that waited on his two wives. That's where the whole country of Israel came forth from Jacob. And God called Jacob Israel. And Israel, it belongs to the Israelites, to the Jews, not to the Palestinians. It's never been called Palestine. This, again, has been given to you by the news media, by Satan, his cult in Rome, the world government, and Satan's mouth, the world media. It's Israel, not Palestine, folks. This is coming from God,
Amen.
Not the devil. Palestine, that comes from the devil. Sometimes I meet people and they say, I'm Palestinian. I said, well, I'm Jewish, and they say, oh, we're cousins. No, we're not. We become one in Christ Jesus. If the Palestinian becomes a spiritual Jew, well, then we become more than cousins. We become brothers. Amen?
Amen.
It doesn't make any difference. A black person becomes a spirit-filled Jew, then we're brothers and sisters. Okay, the same thing with Miriam. When she didn't pay any attention to the authority placed over her by God, God whipped something on her. Amen?
Amen.
She turned white as snow. She became a leper because she didn't believe that Moses, he had three wives, and Moses was a very great man of the Lord. He had three wives, and he married an Ethiopian, a woman that was black. And it was of the Lord, but she didn't like it, and so God whipped leprosy on her. And if you're prejudiced because of some people's color, well, then, I mean, there's a lot of things that different people do. They've been absolutely, some of them are filthy. But, you know, once they get saved, they're all right. Amen?
Amen.
They're the same as they're of the Lord. They're his body. So the Bible tells us that if we're going to be godlike, that we're going to also have to discipline our children in the way that the Lord tells us to discipline them. This is Bible. Okay, now the Antichrist, Satan, his Antichrist cult in Rome, and the world government, and the media will tell you that it's a sin to spank your kid when the Lord tells you to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's why there's so much crime and rebellion of children in this world, because they're listening to the Antichrist rather than Christ. I'm not telling you to abuse children. I hate anybody that abuses a child. For God's sake, I hate anybody that abuses anybody. Because inasmuch as you did it to anybody on this earth, you've done it unto the Lord himself. Okay, but then, I mean, sometimes not all children need to be spanked, but you can certainly cut back their privileges, the things that they like to do. But they have to be disciplined or they're going to be lawless like the whole world is today. So we do it the way the Bible tells us to do, and if you don't, you're in trouble. Now, of course, Satan doesn't want children to be disciplined because he would rather have them be unruly, unlawful, that their souls would spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire. But the discipline of God, it's not pleasant, you know, for me or anybody else to discipline people. And it's not discipline. It's not pleasant to the Lord either, to really discipline outwardly his children, or people that are not his children yet, but children, people that he wants to be his children. He'd rather see them be led by the anointing of the Holy Spirit rather than the discipline of the Holy Spirit. Most fathers always prepare excellent things for the children. Not whips and rods and punishing-like implements like that. In most families, the father is forced to resort to rebuking a child or giving them a spanking or a little smite. But it's according to the Word of God. That's what it is. Because of the children's stubbornness and their rebellion to the feeling and the will of the Father. Christian fathers are concerned about the will of the Holy Father, not anybody else. You're of Christian mother or father, you're more concerned about how God tells you to raise your children than you are anybody in this world. Okay? Okay? We have to go by what God said. And I've seen it work. It really works. All right. I see that my time is up. Say this prayer unto the Lord. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord, and be baptized, fully submerged in water. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to call Sharon here to tell you four different ways that you receive a copy of this program, program number 371.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, now once you become born again of the Spirit, not until, but after you become born of the Holy Spirit, the washing of the blood of Jesus, the Lord commands you to be baptized in water, fully submerged in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and he also tells you to be baptized with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which gives you the power to be in the ministry. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for another powerful message from the Lord on how to become one with Jesus. And here I am to sing Onward, Christian Soldiers. Onward. Just keep going onward to the end.
National attention has been focused on banner headlines proclaiming Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to one, with the cross of